producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Live, you can join us. We'll give you our toll-free number and the Skype contact info here shortly. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And apparently there's a woman who has been accused of destroying a Subway after taking her clothes off. We can tell you about that.
Sounds
here.
Like a wild night.
Well, it might have been in the middle of the day. I'm not sure what time it was. I guess it is night a lot up in Anchorage, Alaska.
Meth, not even once.
It was barely spice, but we'll talk more about
that.
That
is.
When we get, nobody really knows what that is, Mark, because it's
okay,
constantly
good.
A changing target. So we can get into that here, but you can also bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. And Mark, you wanted to discuss schools tonight and the sort of oppressive government schools, the government education system, and what it's doing to students. What is it, what's the effect that it's having on them? Where's it coming from? Where's the story?
Washington Post, an article by Valerie Strauss. And I just saw it. I saw it on Facebook, and I thought, oh boy, it's another one of them. I think that things are changing at schools, and I don't think it's just No Child Left Behind or Common Core or anything like that. I think that what we're seeing in government schools is the natural end of what one of these places is going to be like. And it's not going to be my opinion here. It's going to be Valerie's, and I'm going to give Valerie's cred here. The title is What the Increasingly Oppressive Climate in Many Schools is Doing to Kids. Leslie Garr is a former teacher who works in public schools training and coaching teachers. She's also the mother of three and a blogger whose work has been featured in Scary Mommy, Today Parents, and Mama Load. I'm not sure what Mama Load is, but
I'm not sure what Scary Mommy is.
I think it's a blog.
Okay.
She blogs at palesandfires.com. You can find their Facebook and Twitter, whatever. That anyway, in this post, she wrote about something that she says disturbs her every time she sets foot into an elementary school these days, what she calls an increasingly oppressive and harsh environment in which many young children are educated. So this is by Leslie. This is her her opinion. The speaker used a firm tone of voice that left little room for discussion. In 30 seconds, everyone should be in line. 10, 5, time's up. Everyone stand up, hands behind your back, walk back to the room. No talking.
Sounds like boot camp or prison.
This conversation was one I recently overheard. Not in a prison or a detention center, not in a courthouse or a police station, but in an elementary school, a typical run-of-the-mill elementary school in the suburbs. It happened between a kindergarten teacher and her students. They weren't in trouble or anything. This was just a routine bathroom break, like the ones that happen a few times a day in each school.
I just to interrupt you, I don't know if this is that different than what it was like when I was in school. I remember when I was in elementary school, they were very interested in keeping everyone in line before when they went from and to class. And that's changed, actually. It didn't happen in middle school or high school for me. But in elementary school, it was very much order. You know, you must be in order.
I remember a rope that had handles on it that we would have to go for that when we went for a walk.
Uh-huh.
That we would have to hold on to.
Wow. Wow.
Everybody had to hold on to the rope.
Now, I guess the idea there is, they don't want you
accounting
running off
for them,
or
yeah.
Something. I get that.
Yeah. I think that it, I get where this is, to me, it's a systemic problem because of the fact that they have to handle 20 to 30 students, depending on the classroom. It was 25 kids in the private school that I went to, and Mrs. DeYoung did a fine job keeping us, happy and doing all those things. But I'm sure that there was a certain amount of this in-line students.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the whole thing.
And if you didn't do it, you'd get a paddling.
There was paddling that went on at my school.
There was in mine back then.
I guess I never really considered disobeying the teacher. Just didn't seem like something one did.
You know, for all the problems that I have with spanking, and I've got a lot of problems with spanking, I gotta say, a paddling would probably be preferable to calling the cops on a student, which seems to be the way things are going today. So I do think things have gotten worse in a lot of ways. I think calling the police for student issues is really completely unnecessary, unless the issue is someone has been murdered or stabbed or something like that. I don't think it's necessary to call the police in pretty much most cases, but you see that more and more often today. We had a story about Texas where it's becoming a regular occurrence, not just at high school and middle school, but even in elementary school, to call the police and then have the student be written up with like a Class D misdemeanor in Texas for, you know, doing some prank or whatever it is that kids do.
I don't think any of the stories that we've read up to this point have been elementary schools, though. It's very rare.
Texas did have some elementary school students who were arrested and charged with misdemeanors.
Well, I do know that sometimes it's the zero tolerance things where the kid with the whose name was Hunter, the deaf kid whose name was Hunter, hand symbol was a couple of guns, because he's Hunter, right? Like, you know, that's
his name.
That's his name. And there've been instances, I think, there's a Lego gun that's, you know, doesn't look like a gun at all, just a little plastic gun for a Lego man. That caused a big problem at one point. Anyway, going on, she says here, I work in public schools and can be found navigating their halls on a regular basis. I wish I could say the conversation above was an isolated incident, not representative of other schools that I've been in, but that's just not the case. I've seen and heard exchanges like this hundreds, maybe thousands of times at all sorts of schools, even the good ones. As a teacher, I myself participated in these sorts of interactions daily, but it wasn't until recently that I began seeing them in a whole new light. A bit of history. I was a classroom teacher for 8 years before taking a break to stay at home with my children. Remember, she has three. When I returned to the education field a few years later, it was a different capacity. It was in a different capacity than before. I began training and coaching teachers as well as working with administrators to promote the best practices on their campuses. This role shift has given me a different perspective on an environment which is familiar to me as my own skin. It continues to be an eye-opening experience in many ways. Out of this experience, a question began to bubble up inside of me and has continued to swell so that I can no longer ignore it. That question is, when did we start running elementary schools like prisons?
That's an excellent question. I would say it's been a long time.
Yeah, I think it's well over 100 years. I think it's with the introduction of the Prussian school model, you know, in the late 19th century, early 20th century, you know, that started happening. I think that that's much more, you know, the regimentation, the bells, the
turning off the lights to be quiet,
all those things, asking to use the bathroom. My son, I cannot imagine what my second, he'd be a second grader right now, what my 7-year-old son would be like if he had to ask somebody to use the bathroom. Who do you, in real life, what is school preparing you for? What is
to be obedient.
Preparing you for if you have to ask to use the bathroom?
Yeah, when's the last time you had to do that?
Because
besides school,
if it's attempting to prepare you for life, they should say, get up from your desk quietly, don't disturb others.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the bathroom, return to your desk quietly without disturbing others. That would be the way to go about teaching somebody how to do life, right? What
sure.
They're teaching them here is how to do prison? I don't know. I mean, I'm not suggesting that public school is trying to teach your kids how to operate in prison. I'm just saying that public schools tend to operate like prisons. I've been in both.
Yeah. And I've been in jail, but not prison, and there are definitely similarities.
Did they have bells and these
no
sorts of
bells.
Things?
No bells. No bells.
That's good. I had lots of bells.
But they did want you to line up.
Yeah, lots of lining up, too. And shut up when you're in line. No talking.
Yeah, they didn't care so much about that.
Yeah, you were the nice one.
Right.
I can assure you.
I was at the Club Med of jails.
For civil disobedience,
right.
In my case. Nothing so grand, I can assure you. Let's see. Was it really that long ago? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Prisons.
How long ago?
When did it become both acceptable and routine to address 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds with barking orders instead of kind, encouraging words.
Hmm.
Was it really that long ago that our kindergarten and first grade classrooms were filled with the sounds of nursery rhymes?
You know, I don't remember
children at play.
While there were the rules, the regimentation and the rules, I don't remember being barked at specifically as a regular kind of basis thing. There were some teachers who were worse than others and maybe more likely to behave that way. You can share your experience here with us, especially if you're in education today. Have you seen it change over the decades as far as it becoming even more restrictive and even more prison-like? 855-450-FREE is our number.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed. Zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Live. You can join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here with you. Coming up, the naked woman accused of trashing a subway. We'll tell you about what drug she was supposedly on at that time. And first, though, we're going to continue the discussion here about the government schools and this. You mentioned the Prussian system, Mark, and the very regimented, prison-like environment that this lady is, who's worked in the government school system, says she's seen in elementary schools. She found herself wondering how long it's been like this. And maybe you can tell us, you know, what was your experience like when you were in elementary school? I remember there was a very sort of somewhat prison-like atmosphere. It doesn't sound as bad as she's describing with teachers barking orders, but it certainly was, you know, very regimented, very, very much line up, stay in line, stay quiet, move in an orderly fashion, and if not, you get in trouble and sent to the office and paddled. That was what it was when I was growing up, and, you know, I'm relatively young. That was the 1980s for me. I was in elementary school probably from 85 through 90. So you can share your thoughts here, 855-450-3733. How about some business cards? 500 of them for just $9.99. When you use promo code FTL at the checkout over at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint is great for small business owners, and they don't just do business cards. They've got a ton of custom products for all of your home and office needs. So whether it's postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, or, of course, business cards, they can definitely help you out. And you can, of course, customize the text, the colors, the backsides, and more. You can upload your logo to one of Vistaprint's existing designs or upload your entire design if maybe you pre-produced that. You can do it easily with their tool over at Vistaprint.com. It's super easy and very user-friendly. Go get started with code FTL. It's a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. Use code FTL at Vistaprint.com, and you'll you can also save on other things. But 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Go give it a try, and I think you'll find it super easy to do it, and a great price. So Vistaprint.com, code FTL. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and then more about the government schools. First, DJ is on the line listening in St. Louis. DJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, how's it going?
Welcome.
I just want to let you know that there's still a lot of problems if you want to talk about drug use in school. So I don't know if you remember, but when I was in school, we had Red Ribbon Week where we all lined up and proclaimed how proud we were to be drug-free. And you remember that? And that was all.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, you know, I always wanted
to. It sounds like something they would do.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, of course, the government, the school administrators are allowed. There was actually the Bong Hits for Jesus case back in 2007. So a kid unfurled a banner in Alaska that said Bong Hits for Jesus across the street from the school.
I remember that. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was Morse v. Frederick. And the Supreme Court ruled that it actually was okay for the schools to restrict student speech because it interfered with their agenda of promoting non-drug use. So,
He wasn't even on campus.
Even though he was not on campus, he was across the street, and you know it didn't help that he got a 5-day out of school suspension, and then he immediately to the principal quoted Thomas Jefferson, so she upped it to a 10-day out of school suspension. So that's always an important lesson. If you're ever confronted with a bureaucrat, never mouth off to them about freedom and liberty and the Constitution. That is just
they don't care anything about us.
Right?
You know, they'll prove that you're not free.
Well, it's kind of it's still a murky area because there was actually a 2006 case, Giles v. Murinow, and that was where the kid had a T-shirt that said like George Bush does cocaine or Chicken Hawk in Chief, and it had like three lines of cocaine on his T-shirt.
Oh man!
And in that particular case,
kids are epic.
Yes, well, in that particular case, the Supreme Court ruled that it was okay; it was constitutionally protected speech. So, of course, I kind of wonder, like, what is or is not allowed? I mean, like, okay, Bong Hits for Jesus, not allowed. President Bush does cocaine, that is allowed, you know?
That's political speech. They tend to protect that the most.
I'm sure if you tried to step foot onto the Keene School District, you know, promoting drug use, you'd be shown the door pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, I'd be shown the door anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, that sounds like a fun school outreach project. Let's go promote drug use.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
I'm sure that'll really go over well with the parents, Ian.
Yeah, he really knows how to make friends.
Yeah.
All right. So TJ, anything else you want to share with our audience? Go ahead.
Nope, that was just it. So if you have any kids that want to, like, you know, talk about the pro-drug usage or, the fact that certain drugs like MDMA and marijuana can be possibly medicinally used or help promote, healing in certain psychiatric conditions, that would be a very interesting constitutional test case if your kid's willing to get suspended and possibly risk, their college future and their scholarships and all that stuff. I wish I was back in high school because I would have been a rebel rouser back then.
Yeah, man. I mean, I already was, but I didn't have principles, so I could have had so much more fun.
Didn't even know how to rabble, to do it properly.
Thanks, TJ, for the call tonight. And it turns out it was TJ, not DJ. Sorry about that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
It's probably happened to him before.
I imagine so. 855-450-3733. So, Mark, back to the story. The Washington Post... Lady worked at a school system as a teacher initially and then came back in, what was it, administration?
She's basically a consultant to teach administration and staff how to sort of look at their jobs newly.
And that's when she started to really notice how prison-like the school, this elementary school, was.
Yeah, she asks a couple of questions here that are probably worth repeating. She says, was it really that long ago that our kindergarten and first grade classrooms were filled with the sounds of nursery rhymes, laughter, and children at play? Is the world today really so different than it was 20 or even 15 years ago that it warrants a new, harsher brand of education? I don't entirely know the answer. But I suspect that one culprit, among others, is the increased importance placed on standardized testing in recent years. It's undeniable that teachers at all grade levels feel mounting pressure due to high-stakes testing, even if they do not teach an egg testing grade. Time spent in transitions to and from the cafeteria, on bathroom breaks, and even at recess is seen as precious, wasted minutes that could have been used in classroom instruction. There's no time for niceties or even, in some cases, common courtesy. The clock is ticking. The pressure is on. I don't think kids can assimilate. First off, having a child, I'd say that the first and foremost is, if you're attempting to teach kids things that they do not feel like learning at that time, you are wasting your time and theirs. Because
sure.
They could be learning something that they will assimilate. I can tell you the lyrics to Stray Cats Strut by the Stray Cats, and I haven't heard that song in 20 years. Because, it uses two methods for really great learning. One, songs. Songs are awesome for learning things. I had a trigonometry teacher teach us how to remember what a sine, a cosine, and a tangent was based on a song, and I still remember it. I know nothing of trigonometry any longer. I do, however, remember the song. And it was the fact that I wanted to learn that song. I thought it was the coolest thing. It was the coolest thing. Just before You Can Dance If You Want To came out by Men Without Hats or whatever it was.
Yeah, I remember
Dance.
Yeah, they would make you memorize all this crap to take a test, and then you'd forget it very shortly after that. What's the point? Yeah, I remember they made me memorize some speech from Shakespeare. It was the best of times and the worst of times, but that's all I can remember at this point. It's Free Talk Live.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And you can join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-453, talking about the government school system and the similarities to prison that have been found. And now it's being acknowledged by yet another person who works inside the system. She's finally seeing it. And she's wondering, how long has it been like this?
Former teacher, consultant now that works with teachers and administrators. It's a very compelling essay that she's written here. Liberty stickers. Do you want to reach a bunch of people with the ideas of liberty? You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. And you know people love to read them. You can check out their vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic bumper stickers at libertystickers.com. These are liberty-oriented messages, and they're awesome to read. Just page through them. I have many times. libertystickers.com.
All right, let's go to Straight Razor. He's in Texas. Hello, Straight Razor. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. So I remember when I was in school, they had this incredibly stupid thing called hips and lips. Yes. You had to put one hand on your hip and the other hand over, or a finger over your mouth. It was to keep you from talking and keep you from grabbing stuff on the walls whenever moving around the school.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Because the handcuffs are too hard to take on and tip it off.
Exactly. Yeah, they didn't have enough handcuff keys to go around. But
handcuff keys universal?
Yes, they are, except for a few cheap sets they are.
Okay, gotcha.
So, but it also in college, I have found that if you go against the grain, things will go horrifically for you in general.
Really? I'm kind of surprised at that. I mean, I would think to some extent college would give you, you know, some leeway there to think for yourself.
Well, you have to remember about it. It's dependent on who is teaching and who the body you're with is.
Okay.
So I got an argument with an instructor over the free market because she was claiming that the free market has she was calling them free market failures. Well, the problem was what she was talking about was the expenses that the government costs free market. We were talking about medications. And I told her, no, you're incorrect. The reason it's so expensive is because the government comes in and tells these companies what they must do and how they must test.
Mm-hmm.
And those are expenses that would not be there if there were... Or it would at least be less expensive if it were more third-party or if people were willing to make the decisions on their own. And what ended up happening was it was basically the instructor and the entire class against me. Which,
yeah, not an uncommon circumstance for the libertarian.
The nice thing to be able to do with the term free market is that you can enterprise on the fact that it's called a free market, right? Like, that's what a free market is. It's free. Whereas, you know, what these people are talking about is, well, what we have today. I've been told that what we have today is a free market, so therefore...
It's market failure.
Yeah, this is a market failure. No, this is a failure of this market against another market that you're comparing it to. That much is true.
But this market is not free. This market is not free. So therefore, if you're calling it a free market, yes, it would be a failed free market because it is not free.
Yeah, it's a failed market that is not free. So therefore, it is not a failure of the free market.
So... But what becomes interesting is now I've gathered probably four or five people, and it is absolutely amazing what can be done with just a few liberty-minded people, because you finally have the backup of three or four other minds that while you're being hammered, they're coming up with other responses to chime in with, which is kind of the secret to getting through all this is either... You know, some people have been turned because they didn't realize their way of thinking was incorrect. Maybe they were, you know, Republican against drugs, right? And you make a likeness of, well, would you like that if they were telling you that you couldn't have your guns? You couldn't use guns in the way that you wanted. And they'll say no. Well, you say, well, then why would they have control over what you put in your body? So once people start to turn and you can garner even just a minute group of people, things the tables start to turn quickly because the other side does not have arguments to support what they're saying.
It's true.
Sadly, what libertarians fail to realize generally is that we have the best logical arguments. They are nearly unassailable from a logic standpoint. However, we're really bad at communicating emotionally with people, and the vast majority of people communicate emotionally. They to pick the sides they pick because they want a side. They want a team. And, you know, we say, what team? Team Shmeem. We're here about principles.
Well, no, we're building the team. I mean, what Straight Razor says is right. I mean, having three or four libertarians is a nice thing, but how about 300? How about 400? How about 4,000 of them? We're getting that here in New Hampshire. We have over 1,500 people here now as part of the Free State Project, which is a migration of people who are intentionally coming to the same geographic area so we can back each other up, so we can create a movement that people can then feel comfortable joining, because nobody wants to join the lone libertarian. And I was the lone libertarian for a long time.
Anyone who says, well, it's only 20,000, you're doing with the whole state. Well, I've got... At one point, it was me and two other libertarian-minded people in a classroom of 40. and we were able to dominate that classroom and shut these people down because their ideas are unsound. So imagine what 20,000 can do. Even though the numbers are so great, just the minutest amount can begin to knock the BS out of the air.
We've already got them on the ropes in a lot of ways. Now, I mean, it's not a done deal here. We're not right around the corner to liberty, but it's better here than I think anywhere else by far. And I was actually just having a meeting with the former Free State Project president, Varen Swearengen, and his wife, Edie, today with Rich Paul. We had lunch together, and we're talking about the opposition, the people in the community who are the most vocal opposition. They actually had an event. Mark, I don't think, were you there for the event where Jason Sorens came to speak, the founder of the Free State Project? They had an event where the founder of the Free State Project came to Keene. He lives about an hour north of here. He came to Keene and did a speaking event, and he'd actually done this in Lebanon before, and they're going to do it all around the state. So they're going to have these public speaking events where the public is invited. It's promoted, you know, more than a month in advance that it's going to happen. It happens at, like, the library, so there's no charge to get in. And they were surprised at how few people came to this event. The room was, mostly empty, and the people who were attending were mostly Free Staters or liberty-friendly folks. There were maybe three people in the audience who I did not know, and, like, one of those three people turns out he was a Free Stater, too.
Right.
I just didn't know who he was.
It was two non-Free Staters, right. And one of them appeared to be there largely to push his agenda of bringing about a constitutional convention.
And the other one was an actual Stop Free Keene participant.
Right. Somebody who, the whole event was basically had for this one guy.
So they were expecting to see more people come out, but they can't come out. They don't want to come out because they don't actually have anything to say besides insults. They don't have anything that's actually intellectual. They have no real argument besides that's the way it is, and if you don't like it, you're a poopy head. I mean, that's the summary of their position. And they, of course, are also ignorant because, you know, they're not willing to have a conversation with you, so you can't correct misinformation that they have.
Right.
So, like, when
on Facebook, maybe you'll find some snarp, oh, yeah, some sniping remark that says, oh, yeah, yeah, that makes sense, you know, or some dumb thing like that. Oh, then we'll all starve. And, you know, they just don't say anything.
Here's what it has come down to for us, and I'm going to use us because I do have that small group, is that someone will make a snarky remark or first of all, we don't get emotionally charged and start yelling because it just doesn't work. If everyone's yelling, then pretty much no one's going to be heard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But someone will make a statement, you know, and it doesn't matter what that statement is. Pretty much the immediate response from us is, okay, could you please cite the reference from which you got that?
Boom, because shut it down.
Exactly, because we have kind of compiled a list, you know, of gun statistics, everything else. And
Straight Razor, as always, thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And you can also support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. And you can get started over there. Now, we did just redesign the website, so you may be our guinea pig if you amp the show this week. So if something goes wrong, please email me at ian@freetalklive.com, and we'll try to get that worked out as quickly as possible. You know, whenever you do a new website launch, there's always, almost always, bugs that that need to be ironed out, so we will be working on that. But please, go to the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about it there. Simple idea. You send $5 a month into the show via any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website, and Free Talk Live gets $5 a month, well, after the fees from PayPal and the credit card companies are taken out. And then we can use that to increase the amount of people around the world that are hearing the ideas of liberty. So if that's something that's worth $5 a month to you, imagine if you could bring new people on board with the ideas of freedom for $5 a month. That seems, you know, worth it to me. And so hopefully you agree and become an amplifier at AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, the lady strips naked and trashes a subway in Anchorage, Alaska. We can tell you more about that story. But, Mark, you're sharing with us from the Washington Post about a teacher slash administrator consultant who is now seeing the government school system for what it is, which is sort of like this prison-like indoctrination camp.
Yeah, her name's Leslie Garr, and she's comparing him to prison. This is a woman who works in these schools and has been a teacher for many years. She got out to have some kids and then got back in, and she's just stunned at what she sees. Now, she is claiming that things have gotten worse over the last 15 or 20 years.
I'll have to take her word for it, because all I can do is compare to my very vague memories from 20 years ago.
I find the school that I went to
30 years ago
unacceptable. I find that form of education that this lady is waxing nostalgic about unacceptable. I don't believe that you take 25 kids put them in a classroom, not tell them they can't wiggle around and do the things that they do and expect them to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get why people do what they do in this area. They're trying to jam as much information into little heads as they possibly can. I think it's a terrible system. My son reads well above grade level. Himself, and he's probably at grade level for math. He's no superstar in math at this point. But for me, it's about reading and writing and understanding these things, because you can teach yourself the rest. Yeah. If I had to teach myself calculus and I had 6 months to do it, I can do a better job than, me going to the pre-calc class I had when I was in high school, because I didn't want to learn it. I just went to the next math class because that was the next thing to do. I could have not gone in and not, shot up my GPA, which is probably what I should have done, but I went in it anyway. And if I had to learn something, I could, because I can read well. I understand the words that are, written. I can find the educational tools. And that's, for me, what I'm trying to do for him is look, you got a question? There's a thing called a search engine. Let's go to one, and I'll show you. Oh, that doesn't get you what you want? Let's go to YouTube. It's the second biggest search engine in the world. We'll go there. Mm. And we will figure out what we need to know. There are instructional videos for everything you need to know right there.
That's
on
incredible.
YouTube. And, this is what I'm trying to teach my son. We probably don't spend an hour and a half a day doing academics. He doesn't know what academics are. He has no idea that this is what's going on, because we're reading. He's just learning how to read. He's just helping me read a story. Yeah, we use comic books to learn how to read, and he wants to. It's the most exciting thing that happens to him in a day. Consider what it's like for your kid. I remember those darn reading books we had in second grade. Oh, God, they were so... The SRA things that we had. I remember them. They were so awful. I remember the names of these books.
I don't know that.
Yeah, there were some kind of workbooks that we had, and they were old at the time, so by the time you came around, these things had been thrown in the garbage where they belong. But they were just... It was torture. He isn't tortured in that way. Now, some point, he's going to run up on life where he has to do things he doesn't want to do. Saturday mornings, he has to take out the garbage. He doesn't like that.
Oh.
Why? He earns money.
Is he big enough to take the garbage out?
He does just fine, thanks very much. Your forefathers, 7-year-olds, they were doing everything.
Yeah.
Okay, they're taking out wheat in the fields, and while they babysitted their brothers and sisters. No, yeah. He's fine.
Okay.
Believe me, absolutely the case. Life isn't everything you want to do, and you got to learn the things you don't want to do. But it shouldn't be so full of it, because you want them to learn. People only learn the things that they're excited about learning.
So does this lady have more observations?
Yeah.
Stand by. We'll get to those. First, Porn Addict is on the line, calling from the Pirate Bay via Skype. Hello, Porn Addict.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Welcome. I really like the new website.
Hey, thanks.
I think it's really cool that you guys have a live stream going on just like right it makes it, all you do is type in Free Talk Live and boom, press play.
Yeah, that was a big, big, big change. That's one of the major changes to the website now. We really haven't taken time to talk about the new site on the show yet, just because there's still some bugs being ironed out. And, I like to present a good quality product. I think it's pretty darn good right now. But
Dude, it's great.
Thanks.
You used to have to go through this whole maze of links to get to how to listen to the show live, which is a pain in the butt for us who don't listen on the radio.
Right.
And so it's even better now, because now I'm watching the live stream, and it's like, I don't know, it's just really cool. It's like, yeah, I'm Skyping with you guys. I can see you talking. And is the reason you keep the camera on Mark, is it because he's more handsome than you?
Yeah, I'm just better looking.
Actually, I wish it would stay on Mark the whole show, but he insists on turning it away from himself, so
he's,
I don't understand
talking,
that.
He talks.
You're supposed to be really vain, Mark, and you're not living up to your...
It's not fair. I'm also supposed to be pretty fair. And Ian's talking a lot, and I want, when I see his lips moving, I'm like, oh, I should turn the camera so that people can see what he's talking about. But yeah, I mean, I'm much better to look at than he is.
If people were to vote, Mark, that you should stay on the cam the entire time, then would you to allow
what
that.
What about the third chair people?
You and the third chair person.
You are the closest to the other camera,
that's
which
true,
is the
I
argument
am.
That you can make if you, like, I have enough camera time because I'm the closest to the other camera. I don't know, man.
Believe it or not, I mean, there are people that seem to think I have some sort of ego. I don't like being in front of the camera. I don't like being that role, but, you know, I'm just willing to do it.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Ian. You're a talk show host.
Yeah.
And you told me when I met you and you were 19 years old or whatever it was, that your goal in life, this was before 105.9 WYNF yeah. was a talk show. You told me your goal was to be a talk show host.
Okay.
And I remember that when they flipped formats, I told Jim and, you know, whatever. This is, to some extent, how Free Talk Live got started. But how can somebody want to be a talk show host, be so, you know, concerned about your opinion and what's right, and not have some kind of ego?
I'm not saying I don't have ego. Everyone has ego. You essentially have to have ego to live.
But you don't have much of one.
Other people.
But you really don't want to be the center of attention. You're not very good at it.
No, I really don't. I don't like it.
Yeah. I do.
Great. Well, let's keep the camera on you all night then. But yeah, Porn Addict, thanks for the compliments. I appreciate it. And if you really enjoy the website, then I would suggest amping the show if you aren't already a Free Talk Live amplifier, because it wasn't cheap.
No. Yeah, I'll give it some thoughts.
So what were you calling about tonight besides the thanks for the new site?
I'd like to mention Mark just he made a comment a little bit earlier about how libertarians basically are the best at argument. Like, you never really see a libertarian lose an argument. And that's
You do.
That's like mm-hmm. that. Well, that I mean.
Wait a minute before you go on. Of course, libertarians lose arguments. Anytime a socialist is arguing with a libertarian and there's a socialist watching, the socialist will tell you that the libertarian lost, and the libertarians watching will tell you the libertarian won. So you know, the people who watched the Democratic debate last night, who love Bernie Sanders, are going to tell you he won the debate, and the Hillary Clinton people are going to tell you that she won.
We're already doing that.
So it just depends on your perspective. But I'm sorry. Go ahead with the point.
I was speaking from a perspective of logic. So, like Mark was saying, that libertarians are highly logical, highly reasonable, and you know, experts in libertarianism, they never lose on logic. Now, what they do lose in is charisma, and they do lose in appeal to emotion and stuff like that. And I just wanted to talk about that for a second.
I would love for you to talk about that. Stand by, Porn Addict from the Pirate Bay. We will continue and have this discussion.
We need to purge these sexual deviants from the movement. They're ruining everything.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How can libertarians get more charisma? Well, I think that as the movement expands, that problem will solve itself to some extent. But let's see what the porn addict has to say. It's Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.